This pre-roll ad is brought to you by Empire Wreckers. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Empire Wreckers. If you'd like video content, we're on YouTube and Twitch, where we stream games like our group playthrough of Star Wars The Old Republic. And if you'd really like to support the show, you can subscribe to our Patreon for monthly bonus content. And now, our feature presentation.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Star Wars Empire Wreckers Tales from the Old Republic, the only Star Wars podcast retweeted by George Lucas, don't go looking for proof. Who's ready to get retweeted by some famous person, don't go looking for proof today?
LX8P is ready to be retweeted today. The droid Politico is known by all the best people in all the best places.
Gigan Bliss is ready to get retweeted by Space Cotter O'Malley, and I hope he yells at me too.
And if you're going to get yelled at anywhere, why not do it a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away in Star Wars? It is a lawful time for the galaxy. The Galactic Republic, aided by the reintegrated military of the Sith Empire, is swiftly cracking down on the criminals of the Wild Frontier. Seeking to avoid total destruction, the Hutt Cartel has devised a series of legitimate businesses to disguise their illegal operations, allowing them to fight back against the oppression of law and order. On the desert world of Tatooine, Bluto the Hutt reigns supreme. With mercenaries at his beck and call, Bluto summons only the best for missions of the utmost importance.
I don't think either of us are playing as Popeye. What's this Bluto character doing in here?
He's a Hutt, and he rules, and he has a palace, and you are in the palace of Bluto the Hutt on Tatooine. It's the aftermath of the big race, the Bobo Kwee-Kwee. Mox the Red has taken first place. Nobody's really sure who took second and third, but they've disappeared somewhere. Mox the Red as well has gone back with Tiberius Rousedower, so now it's returning to business as usual on Tatooine, where it's hot and stinky and sweaty. But never spicy. But Bluto the Hutt's palace does have air conditioning, so it's a great place to hang out.
Unless you're a droid who does not care.
I mean, droids get hot.
I guess that's fair.
So as the raucous, rowdy music plays, some fucking alien band playing some tripe, some jerk-ass pop music with no musical credibility whatsoever. It's a live band and it sucks. However, you're not there for the music. You are there. Both of you have been summoned by Bluto the Hutt. And you stand before him large and fat on his dais.
Hello, Bluto. What can I do for you today?
Hello, friends. My friends, LX and, I'm sorry, Keegan?
Yeah, that's my name.
I'm just pulling your leg. I know who you are, Keegan.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your joke. I didn't understand your jabs, your jibs, your japes.
Well, I've been working on my set. I went to this open mic night the other night. And, I think it went pretty well. Did you guys see that? Did you see my open mic night?
Yeah.
No, Bluto.
Great.
But when they say you knock them dead, it is not because of the silence.
And that's exactly why I've called you in, Keegan. You see, I have a job I would like this robot to perform for me, but I don't know if it can be trusted on its own, so you, my most treasured commander, I'm sending you with this robot to not supervise, not keep a company, but... you know, make sure that it does its job.
I'm sure it'll keep me company as well.
So, how do you guys feel about kidnapping?
I mean, but mostly positive, depending on the amount of money I get to do it.
Well, I basically own both of you, so it'll be, how about how much is your lives worth?
At least 1,000 credits.
Whoa, okay, I can. I think I can spot you the 1,000 credits, my
friend. All right.
Now, have any of you been to Dabrava before?
I have not.
No, you know I haven't.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if you would lie to me again, Keegan. That's no problem. So, Dabrava, you may have heard of Dabrava. It's always in the news. Dabrava man did this, a Dabrava man did that. But there's someone I need you to kidnap on Dabrava and take them safely alive. And in one piece, I might add, to Kessel.
Is this a kid for kidnapping or a regular human?
It's an adult. It's all no kids here. I mean, he's somebody's son, but he's an adult. And Bluto, he presses a button on his dais,
and a hologram pops down from the ceiling, and it's looks like a fat dude, early 20s, maybe late teens if he is a young adult, but he seems to be a little bit baby-faced. He's got this short cropped haircut, but then as the hologram spins and turns, you can see that he's got a mullet tied in a ponytail.
Ew.
And he says, this is the guy we need you to pick up. His name is Kieran Halcyon, maybe traveling under an alias. He also goes by Bail Antilles or Han Yolo.
Han Yolo.
See, he's been causing some problems for some of the huts on Dubrava. Toba and Sons Shipping. Keegan, I believe you are familiar with Toba and Sons.
Me? I am?
Yeah, you know, you killed one of the sons for me.
Oh, yes. You told me not to talk about it, so I kept that promise. Until now,
well,
I guess.
Yeah, I just have to make sure everybody is brought up to speed on the events of the past. You know, the story that was back there.
Yes.
So one of the sons was killed by this scrawny idiot. And how could such a well-put-together operation be threatened?
Are you saying that scrawny idiots can't kill people? I own a gun and knowledge. I'm not an idiot.
I'm sure your family is proud of you.
I don't have one. Thanks.
So speaking of family, Toba and Sons, right?
Yes.
Anyway, this Kieran Halcyon, this Han Yolo, whatever he's calling himself these days, this dude, he's holed up in a nearby apartment block, and he's been causing trouble for Toba and his sons. See, he's got it into his head that their shipping operation is doing a bunch of crimes. Now, that may be true, but that doesn't mean he has the right to go and kill people for it. Now, he may be a Jedi, so that may mean he does have that right, but that doesn't mean we can condone it, which means it's up to you fellows to travel to Dubrava, kidnap this guy, take him to Kessel so we can, hold him for ransom. You know how it is. Get him off Toba's back. And Keegan, since you did have that altercation with Toba and his sons, maybe you do this job for us. They may be willing to forget about that.
I guess that's an even exchange there. Killing a Jedi.
Yeah.
I'm sure this is a possible endeavor for me and this sassy robot.
Don't worry, Keegan. I promise to forget about you immediately.
I mean, I'm sure it's programmed somewhere in there for you to do that.
It isn't.
All right.
Now, Keegan, you may want to watch out for yourself. Jedi are known to do fantastic things to your mind. However, Alex, you should have no problem. So if Keegan starts acting strange, just murder the poor bastard.
Agreed.
All right, get out of my sight, please. Got to set up for my open mic later. I'm testing out my new material.
Can you test one out right now?
Oh, yeah, okay. Check this out. I've been working on this one for a while. So, what's the deal with the Sith, huh? Are they Jedi? Are they evil wizards? What's the deal? It's like you think you're talking to a guy, and then, surprise, it's actually an evil wizard, huh?
Oh,
great. That was very humorous.
All right, I can tell when I'm being bullshitted. You guys, get the fuck out of here. Come back alive. Actually, don't. Come back after you've dropped that guy off on Kessel.
We'll come back after you've given up on comedy.
All right, so see you never then.
So,
wait, why are we
Keegan
dropping
Bliss
him off on Kessel?
Oh, it's so we got somewhere to hold him, right?
Oh,
like,
you
got to keep these Jedi... Yeah, it's the spice mines. You got to keep a Jedi drugged in order to be able to hold him for ransom.
Okay.
Also, Kessel's hella hard to get to. You got to go through that little pocket of... It's...
I mean, we could go slow. Do either of us pilot well? I'm good at astrogation, so I guess we got a chance. Well...
Because I only have one agility.
Well, I'll tell you what.
We'll see.
If you aren't feeling like you can get to Kessel, we can have a ship wait for you outside the Akati's Maelstrom, and just you could do a handover. They could take him the rest of the way. We just need you to get him off to Brava in one piece.
All right. That sounds a little bit easier for our skill sets.
Okay, let's go.
So Bluto the Hutt has a selection of ships for you to take. You have been assigned for this mission a shitty old freighter, as Huts are wont to do. They don't want to give you something that's going to attract too much attention, but it feels like it'll get you there in one piece.
That's really all we need.
They don't want us to attract attention, yet they're sending me with this fancy-ass pimp robot.
I assure you, I excel at it blending into all walks of society, unlike some people I could be looking at right now.
Maybe you get the feeling that Bluto just wanted to be rid of both of you.
Hey, bad. Lots of people look like weird dog lizard people. Don't talk about my dog face.
Yes, but not all of them are ugly. That's going to be rude as hell this entire game.
Now, Dubrava is along the Tirellian trade route, which is also known as Hut Highway because of its proximity to Hut Space. So it's only going to be a one purple astrogation to plot a course there.
Two success, two advantage.
And you are able to plot a course to Dubrava. Is there anything you want to do with that course to Dubrava? Is there any particular time you want to arrive?
I want to arrive at the perfect time.
The perfect time for the perfect crime.
What would you say the perfect time
probably,
is?
Probably, do they have an active nightlife?
Yeah, it's basically Dubrava is essentially space Florida. It's all swampy, and people use those hovercrafts to get around, and everybody is high on meth all of the time.
Oh, yes, my people.
So does that mean people would notice us or not?
Probably not.
All right, let's go whenever, because...
It's okay, I'm a pimp bot, and you're
dog face.
The pimped.
Yeah, Dubrava, because it's adjacent to Hut Space... It's popular for people who have just gotten out of a life of crime or are trying to get into one.
All right.
The largest spaceport on Dubrava is Gordon Spaceport, which is also the headquarters for Toba and Sons Shipping.
Yeah, let's go there.
As part of an information packet you were given some more information by Bluto. He sent it along with you. It seems that this Kieran Halcyon, Bale Antilles Han Yolo fellow... He's been taking up residence in the Gubble Estates, which is an apartment block, almost like a miniature city. It's so large because the apartment block houses all of the employees of Toba and Sons Shipping. And he's kind of taken up this apartment block there with a group of Barabel mercenaries. Barabels are often confused with Trandoshans. They're large, lizardy people, but they are not Trandoshans. Barabels, they are... They're all kind of within the same sector, so they just want to try and get the Huts out. That's why they're helping him. But the reason Toba cannot just kick this guy out is because he is, in fact, a Jedi and can, in fact, enact his extrajudicial vengeance on people who do crimes. So they have to go around with this complicated scenario of kidnapping and extortion.
Okay, so we just gotta go kidnap this Jedi and avoid the Trandoshans, the Notdoshans. I can't think of a good fake name for them.
The Barabels.
The Barabels. Okay, so how far is this apartment block from the spaceport where we're gonna be landing?
Well, the spaceport itself, Gordon Spaceport, is a pretty big city. The spaceport is kind of around the outer edge. It's sort of ringed with docks because the whole city is this kind of marshy Venice-type city where everybody uses those hovercraft to get around. So the spaceport docks are kind of ringing the outside of the city, creating this sort of metal island. The sort of visitor or public spaceports is on the east side of the city. Toba and Sons Shipping is on the north side of the city.
Okay, we should probably go in at the public spaceport since if Keegan's recognized, it could be an issue. And then we'll just take the long way through.
All right, so the docking fee is 200 credits.
I can pay that. I got lots of credits.
What do you have?
Never you mind. Don't worry about it. I have 200 less than I did have. That's the point.
And you are given a docking bay in Gordon's spaceport.
Okay, is there somewhere outside where we can rent one of the hover carts?
Yeah, there are. There's a place outside where you can rent one of the hover carts. This methed out attendant, this human with about three teeth and these black drugged out eyes staring back at you. Skeletal weird guy. He's manning the counter and he's got this array of crappy looking hover speeders lined up behind him.
I would like to rent a hover speeder.
Nah, man, we don't, give cars to, fucking robots.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll take good care of anything you give to me.
Man, is this your fucking robot?
Yeah, I asked my robot to, rent us a speeder.
Because we
want to go on a gator tour. A space gator tour.
A skater tour? You can't, robot can't fucking rent, is your robot licensed, man?
Yeah, why would I have a robot that's unlicensed?
Look, well, give me, robot, show me your driver's license.
Oh, yes, I have my driver's license right here. I'll just put down, a random card, and I'm hope that he's too drugged out to understand the difference.
What's on the card?
Are there any, like, a row of keys to...
Yeah, he's got, like, these little key things, these little key cards, behind him. They're on kind of a board, like a cork board, almost.
I'll put down one of my business cards.
This ain't a goddamn driver's license.
Of course it's a driver's license. Or have all the drugs fried your brain too much to even tell basic identification from random cards.
Hey, asshole,
Can I try and, grab one of the keys?
Yeah, roll me a skullduggery.
Okay, how much?
This is going to be a skullduggery against his perception. So he's being distracted right now by this robot, so that's going to add a blue. And he's not very perceptive at the best of times, so it's going to be a one purple.
Oh god, six advantages.
Yikes.
So you aren't able to, you can't quite grab the keys. They're pretty, you have to go around. It's really complicated to do it. You can't get to where the keys are hanging, but you can get behind him at his desk, and he doesn't even notice that you're there. He's so focused on this protocol droid.
Is there anybody else in here?
There doesn't appear to be anybody else. You are right behind him, and you have total control of the situation.
Yeah, can I do scathing tirade on this guy?
Yeah.
I want to try it, just bright and early.
Yeah, give me a two purple coercion against this guy.
Three success and one advantage. Why don't you just rent us the speeder like I'm requesting, and then you can go back to choking on your remaining teeth.
He doesn't quite pass out from this, but you can tell the your insult hits him like a blast, like this. You can almost feel the shockwaves of sheer ownage passing over his skin as he's knocked back off of his seat. And he goes, ah, as he falls to the ground.
That's what I thought, fuckface.
Man, what's wrong with that droid, man?
That droid isn't human.
Hey, man, what are you doing? You're behind the counter.
Sorry, I was just trying to help you up when you fell.
Oh, yeah, that seems likely. Thank you.
I help him up.
And now you cannot even tell when people are right beside you. Your family must be proud.
Are you scathing, tirading him again?
Yeah, sure, I'm just gonna kill this dude. Yeah.
I was gonna try and strangle him, but I don't know if I'm strong enough.
Conad hasn't been, like, super murdery in a while, so I have to get this out of my system.
Well, if you want to try and strangle him, Keegan, you could do that first if you want to give me a two purple brawl.
Okay. One advantage, two failures.
Uh-oh.
You grab him by the neck. You can't strangle him, but he's trying to fight you off, but for the time being, he's not going anywhere. He's weak and methy.
I got three success and one advantage again. Another...
You own him with your words. What are they?
And now your life has gotten to the point where you are getting beat up by this scrawny idiot. Look at you now.
And as you say that, the waves again from your voice box, they fucking shoot forward. And you feel it like slow motion rippling against his face. And then boom, his head just explodes.
Just goes scanners. Oh god, I'm covered in... Oh, it's... Oh, am
Quiet,
I covered
Keegan,
in blood?
Get a key.
You are covered in blood.
Oh, no. Are the swamps poisonous?
I don't know.
Might get high off of all his gore.
Can I see anything to, like, clean myself up with?
There's a little chamois that's used for kind of cleaning the speeders.
Is there, like, a little spray bottle
of cleaner? I'll try and clean myself
cleaner?
With it.
You try to clean yourself off with that.
Yeah.
Is there a little spritzy bottle?
There is a little spritzy bottle. The water in it is milky.
I'll spritz Keegan.
Thank you.
You get spritzed with milky, foul-smelling water. But you do become shinier.
All right. Are there any other clothes? Is there like a work uniform or something?
There's his clothes, but his are all dirty and methed out.
Does he have like a... Like, does he have an apartment above this rental shop?
Do people care if I'm covered in blood on
this planet? This is Dubrava, the Florida of space. if you want to use a destiny point, he could have an apartment above the
I'm just going to tell people I spilt a daiquiri on myself. Space
daiquiri.
And you'll
come across another blood-covered dude, and they'll be like, yeah, same.
Same shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fine.
Okay, we got our we got our keys.
Yeah, let's go find a little hovercraft and see some gators.
Do you just take all of the keys and you just until you find one that works with a car?
Yeah.
Eventually, you do. It takes about 20 minutes to find one, but eventually, you find a pair that match. Unless you want to use a destiny point, this is a pretty shitty speeder.
I would like to use a destiny point. I feel like LX has some semblance of taste.
It is a moderately stylish speeder.
Ooh.
It's like pearlescent purple and orange, and it has like flames painted on it.
Hello there, beautiful. When did you fall from heaven?
It doesn't reply. It's a car.
Oh. I was hoping there would be a cool AI in it that I could hit on.
No, this car is not so advanced.
All right, let's head out. Where are we heading?
So we're heading across town to this buddy's apartment block.
The Gubble Estates.
Han Yolo's apartment.
So, with my knowledge, can I find a stealthy path there?
Yeah, that would be a streetwise.
No! Okay, fine.
Oh, I can try streetwise. Actually,
knowledge outer rim?
Yeah, I want that one.
All right, so knowledge outer rim... It's going to be a 3 purple because you've never actually been here, it seems. You're going to have to add 2 blacks onto that.
Too bad. I'll take them off. 3 success.
You're able to find a stealthy route using, even though you haven't been here, this style of city is common in swampy planets across the galaxy. So you're able to kind of devise a route that will help you get to the Gubble Estates without being noticed. You take alleys and back alleys and kind of scoot over these gaps in the metal roads and over the swampy waters. And your path takes you down and then underneath the city. It's on these metal pillars, but you're able to sort of scoot under there. And you reach the Gubble Estates. There's a sort of opening between 2 sections of buildings where you're able to sort of see the Gubble Estates, but also remain below in this sort of this channel that runs underneath. And there's a ramp leading up that you can sort of get out to. And through that, you can see this giant walled city, almost these rundown apartments that seem to stretch on for hundreds and hundreds of meters. It looks like total shit. But there is a nice sign that says Gubble Estates.
Oh, this place looks cool. I'm going to retire here. Retire from slavery.
That's assuming you will ever be able to retire, and I know how much you get paid.
How much do you
get
paid?
Hey, why don't you roll me a scathing tirade, since you seem unable to control this ability?
Are you trying to tell me to stop just being an indiscriminate jerk?
No, you can. Roll me a scathing tirade, 2 purple coercion against your quote-unquote friend, Keegan.
Keegan's not my friend. I just met this guy. 3 advantage.
All right, so you don't scathing tirade Keegan, but you do get some advantage. If
self-esteem is already low enough, you can't ruin it anymore.
Yeah, Keegan is immune to your scathing tirades.
I've been using it too much on Keegan. He's developed a thick shell. This is for your own good. Okay, I'll stop being a jerk to Keegan.
Thank you.
I mean, you don't have to.
I don't.
I'm
now there are
it,
no consequences
okay.
Because Keegan is immune.
That's true. I can't keep being a jerk. Okay, so there's like a big old gate around this thing.
It's kind of a gate. You could say that it's like this. It's a wall. If a wall were disheveled, falling apart, abandoned apartments.
Okay.
So it's like the further in you go, the less damaged it is, because people just keep like retreating inwards as the outer layers of this city, this mini city inside this city, fall into disrepair.
So is this like the equivalent of like the big wrought iron gate, but it's rusted and never actually locked?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's stroll in. I don't suppose we know where in the apartments he was staying, do we?
No, it's hard to tell. They keep moving around so nobody can actually catch them.
Hmm. I mean, I guess we could look at the front door buzzer. Sometimes it'll say on there, like, who's in what unit.
Are you just going to go up to the front door?
Yeah, sure.
The front door is wide open. The buzzer, all of the labels on the buzzer have peeled or been melted off by sun or time or maybe acid, it looks like, for a couple of them. But there is no door on the doorway. It is just an open hallway inside. The buzzer itself, there's no lights on it that are on, so it seems to be, you have doubts whether it will actually work.
Based on the little buzzer nameplates, probably about how many units are there in this building?
Based on the nameplates on the buzzer, the buzzer itself, it doesn't so much look like a buzzer as it does look like one of those, like, memorial walls for everybody who died in World War II. But if you were to guesstimate how many people lived here, probably about 50,000.
Ah, Jesus.
How is it arranged?
It's not necessarily one building. It may be like dozens of buildings that have been built and crammed together.
Is there a directory of who lives in the estates?
There is. It's at the one at the main entrance is like the buzzer wall is all gumbled up. Nothing on the outside of the building seems to work.
Could I like try and figure out which apartment block dude is in? Like,
yeah. What do you want to use for that?
Like,
because you know, like, you know that this guy is.
I know
a Jedi.
Some of his like aliases, but could I like look up all of his aliases and see if?
Yeah. It would. In order to fix this thing, it would require a mechanics.
Oh,
check,
I'm
though.
Dumb though on that one. Wait, no. Actually, I do have decent mechanics. Let's do it.
Yeah, so in order to get this thing up and running, it seems to have been, it's just crusted over with dust and dirt and grime, and it looks like a little bit of moss is on there. So in order to get this thing up and running, it is going to be a 5 purple mechanics.
Hey, robot, do you yes. know anything to help me?
Do you want to give a hand with your one intellect?
You're a robot. How do you not know about robot shit?
I do not, just like you don't know how to hold your bladder, but I will help you if needed.
Can I get unskilled assistance?
Yeah, I'll give you a blue.
If LX is going to help you, because LX has one intellect, it would be a black.
Oh,
this
no.
is very unskilled assistance.
Okay, get out of here. Go keep watch.
Sounds good.
All right, LX, if you want to make me a 2 purple perception to keep watch.
Perception
or vigilance.
I'll do vigilance. That's much better for me.
Yeah, perception if you want to keep watch for threats that are maybe far out, maybe for anybody that's... did you leave your speeder underneath the dock?
I think so.
Yeah, so if you want to see anybody, keep an eye on your speeder, that would be perception. If you want to keep an eye on your immediate surroundings, that would be vigilance.
Let's watch for the immediate surroundings. 6 success.
As you're keeping vigilant... you notice that just inside there are a lot of people, like, you hear rustling and breathing, and it appears that, like, there's just, like, a bunch of people in sleeping bags that are just almost, like, taking shelter at the very edge of the building, like, right on the inside. They may not live there permanently, they may just be staying there for the night or for the day or whatever, but there are several people nearby. None of them seem to be a threat to you, but they are there.
Hmm. Is there one that's kind of like away from the rest of the group?
Well, they're not necessarily in like a group together. They may be individuals. They're kind of as they're lined up along the walls. There are a couple that you can tell are trying to remain alone. Usually it's the ones with like backpacks and stuff and things that they think other people might steal. They've tried to ferret themselves away into corners or find somewhere that is not next to somebody else.
I'll go for one of the ones who's kind of tucked in a corner and I'll kick them awake.
Ah!
Be quiet.
Ah!
Have you seen a Jedi in the building? Is he speaking a language?
Yes. Probably.
Do I know the language?
Roll me a knowledge outer rim. This may be an outer rim language.
Oh, yikes. What's it gonna be for the difficulty?
Two purple.
Can I hear what's happening?
Yes, please. Can you?
You're hard at work on this mechanics.
I got one advantage.
And one failure, sorry.
Try
as you might, you cannot get this thing up and running, but you are able to salvage a couple of usable components from it that you might be able to use to fix something else in the building.
Sweet.
I got two threat to my knowledge outer rim.
You don't know what it is. You feel like you definitely should, so you take two strain.
Keegan Bliss.
Hey, what? Come here. What did you do? Did you assault somebody who is sleeping?
He is saying words. I do not know the words.
Hey, bud, what's up?
Hey, hello. Your robot kicked me.
Yeah, he's kind of an asshole.
Keegan, you recognize this language as Hatties.
Wait, what?
Of all the things for me to not know.
What race is this dude?
This is a Rodian dude.
Oh, okay.
Ask him if he has seen the Jedi.
My friend wants to know if you've seen a Jedi around here.
Seen? No. Deeper in, I heard that maybe there was one hereabouts, but I haven't seen anyone.
Have you seen, like, young guy, like, early 20s, late teens, goes by Han Yolo sometimes?
On a scale of, me to, you, how fat would you say this guy is?
How fat is this Rodian?
This Rodian is rail thin.
How fat am I?
Compared to this Rodian, you are a feast.
Alright. Oh god, how big is Han Yolo again? He's like round?
Yeah, he's a rotund boy.
He's a big boy.
Hey, oh shit. This, a ponytail? Mullet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to go
mullet rat tail kind of thing.
You don't want to go after him. He's psycho.
I mean, yeah, that's why we are.
If you do a crime, or if he thinks you do a crime, he kills you.
Yeah, well, we're trying to stop that.
Okay, that's good. If you want to go find him, you want to go deep into the building. They like to hide out where all the crimes are done. And that's deep, deep in where nobody escapes.
Where deep in? Like, specifically where?
Well, if you start, smelling shit, or if you start hearing things, then you're on the right track. Just follow the whales of pain. And the whales, sometimes they go fishing and they bring back some whale meat from other planets where they're endangered and extinct.
Oh, okay. None of those common whales.
No, the space whales.
Alright.
The kind of shit you gotta go back in time to get.
What if they went forward in time when the whales were extinct and brought it back?
Man, you're blowing my mind right now.
Yeah. Alright, we're gonna go wade through some shit, I guess.
Is that what funeral. He told you?
Do you have a...
Should I kick him again?
No, it's good. Do you have anything that would, like, help us find him? Like, get...
Well, I'll tell you what, you do a crime, he'll find you.
Alright. Hey, 8P.
It is Alex, thank you, Bliss.
I think I know how we can find this dude.
How can we find him?
You gotta commit a crime.
I already did.
What was it?
I murdered the man.
Like the man I was just talking to?
No, at the rental shop. I talked to him and then he died.
Oh yeah. I mean, I feel like...
Do I need to commit another crime?
Do you remember seeing any, like... I mean, how... I feel like that dude's death wouldn't...
It may not be on his radar if he's operating out of this apartment building.
Should I kill someone in the building?
You could...
I mean, we should probably
go around telling people of your crimes.
Considering we're not, like, the most combat ready, maybe we should try and stealth up on this dude. Even though he can read our fucking minds.
Or we cannot... He can't read my fucking... Maybe that's the problem. He can't read my fucking mind.
Oh, damn. And I just, I guess, didn't know that you killed that dude. I thought he just passed out, I guess.
Well, I mean, like, I
didn't
physically
kill
him. Oh,
wait, his head exploded, wait.
Yeah. He passed out and then his head exploded, as it does. I mean, we could just go door to door and, like,
Let's just,
a couple people.
Or we could just wander to where it smells of shit and wailing. Yeah,
let's wander and we'll just be friendly with whoever we meet on the way.
Yeah. We'll be friendly? Is that what you're saying? I'll be friendly.
I will be the friendliest.
I don't believe you.
You wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. Let's go.
You venture deeper into this gross apartment city, and you venture into the darkness as the light from outside eventually starts bathing everything in shadow. But as you do, you start to see lights flicker in the distance, and you start to return kind of back into semi-lit. All along the way, there are people lined up on the floor in sleeping bags. There are apartments this far out from the center. None of them have doors. They're just ramshackle, basically these ramshackle rooms that are strewn with people who are just trying to exist in abject poverty. And as you move through hallways and apartments and various areas, it gets stinkier. Starts to smell a little bit of shit and piss and all these other lovely things, but eventually you find this large common area. There's kind of this hole that goes all the way up the building and all the way down, where you can, there's a railing where you can look up and down, and down at the bottom there seems to be almost like a food court or a shopping center or something, some kind of common area for people to congregate in. And you can start to tell why this is considered a city. And as you look up, you can see all the way up, and there is a broken skylight there that water is dripping from. Who knows how long the water's been there, but it is several stories up, easily 20 stories up.
Oh, shit.
And you see people kind of just kind of slugging around. Like, everybody here seems like stoned or high. Like, anything to help them get through the drudgery that is existence.
Are there any people milling about where we are?
Yeah.
I'll stop one of them who's milling. Have you seen the Jedi?
Seen him? Man, I fucked him!
Did you really?
It sounds like maybe the Jedi fucked you, you little bitch.
What? Roll me a scathing tirade. Two purple.
Okay. I love this ability. Three success and one threat.
All right, so you hit him. He stumbles back, tumbles over the edge of the railing, and rolls and falls down, landing on a table at the bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Who's next?
And now you really know what it feels like to get fucked. Who's the next person? Who else is milling around?
Did
anybody
several...
see this?
Yeah, people see it, but nobody wants to do anything, or they may just be too out of their minds to care.
You, have you seen the Jedi?
The Jedi, like, I saw one on TV one time, man. He was on, it was this show, right? And he was on TV, and I saw him on it.
The Jedi in this building.
There's a Jedi in this building?
You idiot.
Roll me a two purple.
This is why I'm not allowed anywhere. Oh, shoot. Two failures, but four advantage.
All right, so he doesn't get his mind exploded, but he's like, hey, man, that's not nice. That's not nice, man. I'm going to tell on you.
Who are you going to tell? Your mommy.
No,
you
man.
Stupid baby.
Hey, stop that. That's rude. I'm going to tell...
Why don't you go tell your mommy to change your shitty diaper while you are at it?
Man, that's not even great. And help! I'm being... Someone's doing crimes against me. It's mean as hell, and it's making me feel, like, ultra sad.
Oh shit, I'm gonna hide.
Yeah, bring him his bottle. Bring him his rattle.
I'm hiding. Come on,
anybody, please just help me. It's insane! And as he cries out, he suddenly stops. And he stops moving, and then his arms and his legs are being pulled out, and he's like starfishing. And they're straining, and they seem to get a little bit longer the instant before they pop out.
Oh!
And his body falls to the ground, wailing in pain.
Okay, I said I was hiding, like, before this happened.
Yeah, you did. You're hiding.
And as he's wailing in pain, you see this silhouette come out of an apartment, this wide silhouette in a long trench coat.
Oh, yikes.
And he kind of holds out a hand limply in a way where he thinks he's being erudite, but he's just being a fucking weirdo. And he says, "Well, maybe now you will realize what it's like to scream in the middle of an apartment, and you won't do it anymore unless you want to see some of my sword skills."
This guy gonna show us his fucking katana skills? Are you this baby's mommy?
No, did you? Thank you for helping us deal with the scum in this building. See, we are trying to take down the huts in all of the crimes thereabouts, and we appreciate your help. If you want to kill any of these scumbags, feel free.
I am happy to kill scumbags, but your baby needs you. Let him suckle at your fat titty, mommy.
Are you hitting him with a scathing tirade?
Of course I am.
All right, so are you entering a combat situation now?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right, so scathing tirade on this Jedi guy.
Can I use knowledge warfare to, like, see if I know how to, to know any, like, secret ways to take down a Jedi?
Well, if you want to use your ability, you have a couple of abilities that can help you.
Thorough assessment.
Yeah, there's thorough assessment, and there's...
That helps, 8P.
And a knowledge check. So, if you want to make a 3 purple knowledge check...
Is it any knowledge skill?
Any knowledge skill. If you want to use knowledge warfare,
yeah,
because you're trying to find a Jedi, you can.
3 success, 2 threats.
All right, so you take a couple of strain. However, now during this encounter, you have 3 blue dice to disseminate as you wish. And because you got success, you also, your allies, so this droid, gets an automatic 2 advantages because you have 2 ranks of researcher on checks to act on that information.
Yes.
That you know about this Jedi. So if you want to buff the hell out of this scathing tirade, you can like Terminator vision, like boop, 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 analyzing. You know exactly where to hit this guy, how to make him hurt.
You know exactly the thing that he doesn't like about him.
LX8P, he's an incel.
Of course he is.
Well, he's a Jedi, they all are.
I thought they were just celibate, not
involuntary. Well, some are more in, some are more in than others.
Okay. Yeah, you should let him suck on your fat titty. It's the only action your dumbass will be seeing.
Okay, so how many blues are you going to give to this? Now, because of the amazing abilities of this droid can use scathing tirade up to 3 times during its turn. You have 3 boosts. Do you want to have it use scathing tirade 3 times?
You know I do.
With 1 blue each time?
You know I do.
All right.
And I want to flip a destiny point on this first one.
And so, because it is your turn, each of those will also benefit from the 2 advantages from knowing that he is an incel.
Okay, so first one, I'm going to flip a destiny point, so it's 2 yellow, 3 green, and a blue against 2 purple. We have 7 success and 1 advantage.
Oh, God. Remember, he has to be alive.
The 2 advantage?
That's not with the 2 advantage, so it's 3 advantage altogether.
All right, so your first scathing tirade does 10 points of strain damage to this Jedi. He is knocked back by the force of your words. It's almost like he's almost like the force itself. He's being pushed back, and he kind of gets into this position to brace himself, and his feet scrape along the ground, kicking up dust and dead skin all around him. And he shakes it off, and he starts charging at you.
Can I try to hit him with another one?
Okay.
I bet that with your little baby dick, you couldn't get laid even if you try to. 3 success and 6 advantage.
Boom, you hit him. Is that with the extra 2 advantage?
That's with the extra.
All right, so you hit him 9 points of strain damage. Before he can get to you, the force of your words, his eyes roll back into his head. And like an elephant or a rhino or some other kind of fat-ass animal, he stumbles and he trips. and he slides forward like a walrus on his tummy, landing unconscious at your feet.
Keegan, I hope you are strong enough to lift him, because I am not.
You know I'm not. I mean, I could try.
Let's get a rack to put him on and wheel him out.
All right. Can't we just pay some meth heads to carry him?
Oh yeah, we just pay some meth heads. Hey, you, meth head.
Yeah.
Do you want money?
Oh shit, yeah. Hey, everybody, this person's giving away free money.
Not for free. We need you to do a job. Lift him, carry him out, and put him in our speeder. And don't talk to anyone.
Okay, I'll help you out. So between the three of you, whoever wants to take the lead on this, it's a three purple athletics to lift him out, but you will be able to get a blue from the help of the robot and the meth head. If probably I'm saying that because Keegan does not have one brawn.
If whoever wants to take the lead, anyone's welcome, really.
Okay. One blue from each of them.
Three advantage, two failure.
All right, so you can kind of get him. One of you taking each limb, but this dude's a chonk master. You're finding it difficult to move him. However, the plight of this kind of strong looking dude, this buff dude, like he's so buff that you can see the needles of HGH sticking out of his veins. He comes and he's like, hey, you need some help lifting this fat ass piece of shit. He was just in my apartment giving me shit about, you know, juicing. But hey, ain't it wrong to juice? Some people like to be big. I like to be big. And I like to help people out who are small. You seem very small.
What a fucking tool, am I right?
Oh, yeah, he was a real tool bag. So, what do you say I fling him over my shoulder and muscularly carry him out to, your speeder?
Yes, you do that.
All right, and he picks him up with ease and carries him like a fireman out back to the thing. And on the way out, he asks, he's like, hey, so what did this guy do to you? Like, what's his deal?
I will double the amount of credits if you don't ask any more questions like that.
Hey, yeah, okay. Hey, man, I know how it is. You know, this guy's been causing some trouble around here, so really thank you. Just watch out for the Barabels.
Where are the Barabels?
Well, they're lizards, so they're probably scurrying around somewhere.
If you see any Barabels, I will give you another 100 credits to punch them for us.
Oh, hey, man, I love punching shit.
Thank you.
All right, that's nice. And you eventually are able to get this guy's body loaded into your speeder.
Okay, I will give this dude, use 200 credits for docking. I'll give him 400 credits.
Oh, shit, man, that's nice. I can, maybe I can pay rent with this.
Yes, and you can punch the Barabels for that.
Oh, yeah, I love punching.
Thank you. Leave now.
All right, have a good time.
Okay.
Let's get back to...
Yeah, let's get this guy back to our ship.
So because you were able to take a stealthy way... you do make it back to your ship without being detected. However, as you're struggling to carry him onto the ramp, you notice that he has something on his belt, a little round device that is flashing with a red light.
Is this a tracker?
Maybe. If you want to roll me a knowledge check, it might be a tracker.
Keegan, is this a tracker?
Okay.
Keegan, yeah, you know it's a tracker. You're smart.
You don't have to roll for that shit.
Fuck, why didn't you take this off of him?
Why did you not remind me to take it off of them?
I don't know. I got smarts, but not street smarts, I guess.
And I am the opposite way around.
Aren't we just a pair?
As you argue, a bevy of lizards run into the hangar bay, hissing and licking their lips like the president. And they've got their rifled on you, and they say, "Let go of the Jedi!"
Okay. Do you want to like hit the door so that more can get
in? I would love to, but this fat ass will be a juicy meal for my family. And you morons follow him.
Give me a scathing tirade on the lead mercenary.
Okay. Oh no, one success and two advantage.
So you do three strain damage to him, and he's kind of like, whoa, shit. All right, Everybody plug your ears!
Hey!
You got helmets, turn off your comlinks. We don't want this robot getting inside your head.
Okay, Keegan, let's run away now.
Are we on our ship?
The body of the Jedi is halfway up the ramp. If you close the ramp, he'll probably slide down into the ship.
But the guys are in the ship?
The guys are in the docking bay.
Oh.
I can hit the button to close the ramp if you want to kind of, like, give him that extra dragging force to make sure he doesn't fall out.
Yeah, sure.
All right, so as you do that, the Barabels, they start opening fire.
Do you have any other skills? You don't have any weapons, do you?
No. I got Scathing Katyrade, and that's my thing.
They hit a success, two threats, and one triumph.
No! Oh!
Who are they aiming at?
They hit the loading ramp, and it doesn't close all of the way.
Can I kick it to make it close all the way?
Try as you might, it'll require some actual repairs to get this thing closed again.
All right.
Wait. Okay, hang on. Because I do have... I'm okay at Charm and Deception, so maybe we can still get out of this. We could prop up his body and just kind of puppeteer him over the top of however much of the loading ramp closed and be like...
Can you, like, throw your voice? Can you, like, transmit your voice through the ship or something to make it sound like he's talking?
I mean, maybe. Be like, hello, friends. I am okay. These are my friends. Don't fire.
Yeah. I'll stick his head out through the little gap and wave with his arm.
Okay. And I'll yell.
Does he have a hat?
He has a fedora.
Okay, I tip his fedora. And my Barabels.
I'll try to imitate his voice as best I can.
Now, as you are a droid, you probably would have recording capabilities. But synthesizing his voice is a little bit more difficult. So in order to pull this off, this is going to be a red and four purple deception.
Oh, shit.
Can I do a leadership check?
Yeah, if you want to try and help to try and bring this together as a master puppeteer. So leadership in this situation, it's going to be a three purple to give that blue.
Three success, one advantage.
Nice. Yes, you give that blue, and because you got an advantage, they can get an extra blue.
Yee.
Okay, how many destiny points do we have left?
Two.
Okay, so hang on. Red, four purple, two blue. I will flip a destiny point. Ho! Five success, three threat, and one triumph.
Yeah.
All right, so it strains. Your system strains as you very quickly try to cycle through this guy's phrases and his sayings and his voice, try and emulate him. But you are able to pull this off. And he says, "It's okay, guys. I'm just showing them some of my soft skills." And the Barabels, you hear the clacking of nails and fingernails on the outside of the ship as they say, "All right, boys, the boss knows what he's doing. Let's back off." And you hear them jump off your ship, and you see the lead Barabel, like, he tries to look into the ship, but it's a little bit dark and he can't quite tell. And he says, "Boss, are you sure about this?" And he says, "Yes, it's my soft skills, Dragon Twister!" And the Barabel's like, "The boss has this in the bag!" And they all kind of, they back off, but they wait. They wait for their boss to come back out.
Okay,
You've bought yourself some time, but they, if you take too long, they may start to get wise.
Okay.
And attack the ship again.
Do we have, like, a area where we can stick them that's airtight so that when we take off, we won't die?
I mean, can we try to fix that ramp? Because then if we take off, you will die too.
Yeah.
Unless you're in an area that's airtight.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, but then I have to fly the ship. You don't want that.
No, wouldn't the ship, the cockpit be airtight?
I mean, would I be able to charm the flight computer? I don't know.
The cockpit does have airtight doors. As well, the turrets on the ship, the top and bottom turrets on the ship, are sealed as well in case they're blown open during combat.
I got those parts from that thing earlier. Can I use that to get a blue?
Yes, you can indeed.
All right, I'll try and fix it then.
All right, so it'll take a while. Depending on how quickly you want to try and hurry, Fixing this damage is going to be a 3 purple. If you want to hurry, it's going to add 2 blacks onto that as well.
I'm not going to hurry. Oh, one advantage, shit.
All right, so you can't get it fixed, but the grunting and straining as you try and bang on it and try and get this thing to work, you hear the bear bell outside, and he says, "I think the boss is getting laid."
Yuck.
So they're not getting suspicious yet.
Can we, like, just drag dude into the cockpit with us and take off?
Maybe. Okay. Let's,
we can use this trench coat as, like, a little sled.
We'll pull by the ends of the trench coat.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just try to drag him.
All right, so the
more
two
than
of you
I'm
dragging.
Going to.
I mean, it's not our freighter. We don't care if space destroys.
I guess that's true.
So it's less, you don't have as far to go, and the floors here are not rough, sticky carpet, so it's only going to be a 2 purple to drag him. Athletics. If both of you are doing it, it'll add a blue to whoever the primary athlete is.
I will give Keegan a blue.
2 advantage, 1 failure.
Oh no.
Try as you might, you can't, he's so fat.
Is there like a life support system on the ship that I can just like throw on him? Like is the door closed enough that he won't like fall out?
You aren't able to drag him, but you sit back and you're like, oh man, and you lean against this wall and you're so tuckered out that without even thinking, you just grab the oxygen mask that's hanging on the wall and just start breathing it, trying to get some oxygen back into you.
I guess that would work.
Oh yeah, let's stick this on him.
Okay, well I can stay with him and supervise while you're flying.
Okay, sweet.
Okay.
Let's plot a course and get out of here.
All right, so Keegan, as you start to fire up the ship, the Barabel, realizing that their master, their leader, would probably never leave the planet in the middle of a mission, you start hearing these pings on the outside of the ship and these sounds of blasters firing and bouncing harmlessly off the thick plating, but then they start shouting at you to come back and hey, give them back. What are you doing? Ah! Like they're insanely angry at this. They've been outsmarted by these two idiots.
Can I hear them? I'm in the cockpit.
You can. Well, it's coming in through that hole in the thing, so it's kind of echoing and bouncing around.
Okay. Can I go in the cockpit and try to do a scathing tirade out at them using the ship's speakers?
You can, but you're going to have to add 3 blacks onto that because they all have their earplugs now.
Okay. Oh, but I can ignore 2 blacks. That's nice. 6 success.
What do you do to own this, the leader of the mercenary company?
Yes, you have been outsmarted by these dinguses. Maybe if you had graduated 2nd grade, you would be able to get your precious master back.
Boom! And there's this, like, low, deep shockwave as this roll of dust comes from the speakers and hits the mercenary, knocking him back on his ass. And he's like, after them! And the Barabels, they run out of the docking bay.
Oh, no. Let's just try to take off as soon as possible before they get to a ship.
Yeah.
All right, so in order to get a head start on these guys, it is going to be a 3 purple piloting with a black.
3 purple piloting with a black?
Yep.
1 advantage.
All right, as you lift off, you're not as good a pilot as you think. however, the advantage is as you're lifting off, because you're not familiar with this ship, you kind of awkwardly take off. The landing gear, one of them slides up before the other, and the ship, before it takes off, it thunks onto the ground. And luckily for you, the thing that thunks is enough pressure from the weight of the ship and the ground is enough to pop the landing bay closed.
Okay,
oh,
sweet.
Nice.
But then as you lift up above the docking bay, you see that there are a number of other ships also lifting up from nearby docking bays.
Can I help, Keegan? Would you like me to help you?
It depends. Is your help going to actually help me or hinder me?
Well, I have 1 green to piloting space, so you decide.
It's a freighter. There's no weapons?
It's a freighter. It's a hut freighter. It definitely has weapons. It has a turret on the top and a turret on the bottom.
Hey, what's your gunnery like?
1 green.
Oh, goddammit.
Well, we're not out in space yet. Do we still have sound? I mean, can we get through to the radios of these other ships and I can yell at them?
Yeah, but you'll have to hack their systems.
I've got computers.
So if you just want to keep the ship on course, it would probably be a one purple piloting if you're doing minimal course correction while the other one tries to hack their systems.
What's your computers like?
One green.
Oh my god.
Okay, well I can maybe do the one purple piloting and I can just flip a destiny point for it.
Okay.
And I'll try that to just keep it on course.
And all how right, much so, to hack in the computer?
To hack into their systems is three purple computers.
Four success, three threat.
So you are able to hack into their systems and take control of their communications and get onto the same frequency. However, because of how you're doing this, your ship does take some strain as well because you let the robot pilot it. So your ship starts to take some strain and its systems are being drained because it's having to, whatever piloting compensation systems it has are going into overdrive.
does our ship have like a AI co-pilot or anything?
Barely. It has like its autopilot is slightly better than in modern jets, but it's not going to be able to do any maneuvers or anything.
I can't charm it into doing better, is what you're saying.
You are a droid.
I am a droid. Can I?
Let's say yeah, but it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult to do this. It's going to be a red and three purple charm check to try and overclock the basic droid autopilot of your ship.
One success. Come on, beautiful. I know that you are more than they think you are.
And you hear the boop 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 as the ship kind of levels out and takes it over for you a little bit better than it probably should be.
Did you just neg the ship?
It tracks, let's be honest.
Backhanded compliments.
Okay, I'll actually try that piloting roll now, that one purple that I'm flipping a destiny point for.
And because you're you have the help of the autopilot, you can also add a blue onto that.
Okay. Ooh, one success and one triumph.
Yeah, so your piloting is actually really, I don't know if it's the help of the ship or if maybe this is some kind of weird droid version of intercourse, but as they fire on you, that's going to upgrade their roll. They still hit, but not as much as they would have. So you're able to kind of do some dodging and weaving and only take a couple of minor blasts from the trailing Barabel in their starfighters.
Damn, baby, you know how to impress a bot.
And as you're doing that, Keegan is able to hack into their systems.
Okay, cool. So we have the radio?
You have the radio.
Okay, this was fun, but I'm giving you back to Keegan now.
Boo-boo!
All right, I'll try negging these guys now, because that's what I do.
Now, there is a full squadron of Barabel starfighters after you, so there are 12 dagger-shaped ships flying through the skies after you.
Okay, roll my coercion. Two success and five advantage.
All right, so seven. So as you're flying, you can see, like, one of them it starts to weave in front of the ship, and then it just, boom, it explodes in front of you. Another one you can see is starting to trail smoke as well. Whatever you're doing to these guys is making them so bad at piloting that it's starting to hurt their ships.
I've never been chased by Barabels, or should I say, shitty Trandoshans. Maybe if you were a good species, people would care about what you did.
And that's your second maneuver?
Well, that was my first one, because I didn't actually
see
what I
was saying.
No, this
one that you're doing now.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah, I'll do another one.
Okay.
Two success and one advantage on that one.
So that's enough. The one that was trailing smoke now starts just nose-diving towards the ground.
If anyone cared about you, maybe you wouldn't have to follow such a pussy-ass master. And this count as combat?
Yeah, so you can do it three times.
Okay, one more for the road. Damn, only one advantage.
All right, so that's not enough, but they do start to hang back from the ship a little bit, as if they don't want to sort of trying to get out of range of your communications.
Can I haul ass?
I,
Yeah. You can haul ass. Give me a 2 purple and a black piloting space.
One success!
Yeah!
You haul ass, breaking free of the atmosphere of Dubrava, and now you are in space, free to calculate a jump to hyperspace to the Akadi's Maelstrom just beyond Kessel.
Alright, let's get there. I do.
You do so, however, you'll have to roll me an astrogation.
Yeah.
Now, because Kessel is a recently discovered planet and routes to Kessel, even though you're just going to the edge of the Akadi's Maelstrom, it's still a little bit dangerous. It's not in a great area of space. The routes there haven't been thoroughly mapped. So it is going to be a
red... Can I use
red...
a knowledge check first?
Yeah, if you're trying to roll knowledge outer rim to try and anything that could help you plot a course to Kessel. So that is going to be a 3 purple knowledge. And add a black, because you have you don't have much time before the starfighters catch up again.
2 threats.
You take some strain. No. You don't, in fact, you know so little about Kessel that you take a strain and you get a black on your astrogation roll.
Can you help me, bud?
I can try. I have 1 green to astrogation, so I do not know how much I can help you. Ooh, maybe our seduced ship computer can help.
Yeah, give me a 2 purple charm to charm the ship into helping out a little bit, into searching through its navigational data banks.
How much was that for charm?
2 purple.
2 failures and 2 advantage. Hey, gorgeous, maybe it's time to pull your weight around here.
It beeps as if to say, I'm over you. it also says, I like to be in the hands of a real man, and you will get a blue on your astrogation check.
Can I flip a destiny point?
You can.
God damn it. 1 failure, 5 threat.
No!
You have the coordinates locked in. However, as you punch it in, because you got those 5 threats, as the computer's trying to process this, it starts to, your ship starts to take more system strain and the screen flickers and there's flashing red lights all around you as if to say, no fucking way!
You're acting like such a bitch right now. Are you on your ship, period?
The red lights continue to flash and your sensors start to beep, 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 these warning sirens as these starfighters catch up to your ship, and now they start opening fire again.
Oh no.
Oh, fuck.
Do I need to get on the radio again and yell at them?
I mean, if you can. Can I give you a leadership role?
Please do.
You are already hacked into their systems.
Give me a leadership to find their... Wait, can you find their weak spot?
Oh, can I use knowledge xenology to see what they're self-conscious about?
Yeah, give me a 3 purple knowledge xenology. Add 2 blacks because you're going to have to rack your brain pretty quickly here.
1 success, 1 threat.
So do we know the thing that they don't like about them?
They're smelly feet.
yeah, if you call a Barabel a short tail, that is basically the Barabel equivalent of the N-word.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. Wow, you caught up to us. You must be so proud of your stumpy little tails. Trandoshans have longer tails than you. Should probably actually roll that scathing tirade before I start getting scathing.
And you get, what is that, 2 advantages onto that as well?
So 1 success and 6 advantage. That's with the extras.
All right, so you do manage to, as you scream this racial epithet at the Barabel, a couple more of the starfighters crash into each other, and the Barabel, they get on the comm and they say, "This isn't worth it! I didn't come here to be atted like this!" And they say, "You may get away with the Jedi, but I promise you, somebody will come for him." And they break off.
Alright, I'll try and plot a course again.
Now that you are not in this dire situation, it's going to be significantly easier. With the help of the ship, it's going to be a 3 purple astrogation to plot a course to Kessel.
3 success, 1 threat.
Yeah!
That altercation stressed me out.
Yeah, the situation, you do take some strain, but you are able to plot a course to Kessel, and on the way, you've still got this Jedi. Is there anything you want to do with him on the way? He still seems to be knocked out.
I want to give him an atomic wedgie.
You give him an atomic wedgie, and as you're pulling his shorts out of his pants, his wallet falls out.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Does he have money?
He doesn't have money, but he does have identification.
Ooh, what are all of his,
What's his real name? His identities. I bet it's
Dorky. He has several of his identities, Kieran Halcyon, Han Yolo, Bail Antilles, but one piques your interest.
Oh.
It appears the one that he has the most of, this may be his real identity, is Chet Rousedower.
Oh, shit.
Will this come into play with the Empire Wreckers? Find out next time on Star Wars, The Empire Wreckers!
Fuck you all!